Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer. Amen. This is the day the Lord has made. We ought to rejoice and be glad in it this morning. I tell you, no matter what the circumstances may be, I'm glad the true and living God is still upon the throne. I'm glad that He is my God this morning because I have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, His work on Calvary. I'm glad I've been washed in His blood. I'm glad I've been born again. And I tell you, it's just a wonderful thought this morning to know this world is not our final home. We've got something to look forward to every day. I'd look up and know that our redemption is drawing nigh. And I thank God it's just about going home time. Glad there's a meeting place, all of God's people, one day after a while. And but till we get there, we just got to keep enduring. We just got to keep plunging through, telling others about the love of Christ. And we just got to fight the good fight, keep the faith, and finish our course. And when it's over with, I'm glad this morning that we're going home, be with Jesus. And so I hope this morning that you're getting ready to go to church and honor the Lord, the first fruits of your heart, present your body a living sacrifice to enter Him through His gates with thanksgiving, His courts with praise, and come before His presence with singing and gladness in your heart this morning. Just be glad this morning that you're saved and on your way to heaven this morning. Remember those this morning that are in need of prayer, and much prayer this morning that needs to be lifted up. And we certainly want to remember them this morning. Remember Cecil and Paris this morning, and also Miss Polly, Miss Bella Paris this morning. Also Leon Paris that had some surgery this past week. So we praying for him this morning. Keep praying for Charles Latta, Mike Woods this morning. In your prayers that God will certainly undertake for their needs this morning. Remember Dwight Blaylock and Dale Hammock this morning in prayer. Also Elaine Harmon this morning, special request for her. And of course all of our longtime listeners this morning, Harold and Helen Odom, Bob and Linda Schaefer, and Miss Zula Ellis. We appreciate them listening into the broadcast today, and hope this song will be a blessing to you this morning. Amen. I'm glad I'm saved this morning. I'm glad I know that I'm not going to hell. Amen. That's what I want to look at this morning in Luke's Gospel chapter number 16. Very familiar passage of Scripture this morning beginning in verse 19. The Bible said there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. There was a certain beggar named Lazarus which laid at his gate full of sores and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. It came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried, and in hell lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeing Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Our Heavenly Father and our gods, we come before you this morning. How we thank you for the day, Lord, that you've given this morning, God, the blessings upon our life, the very breath, God, that you've given this morning. But Lord, I want to thank you most of all for salvation, Lord, for reaching down and saving a wretch like myself this morning, God, that you would provide, Lord, a sacrifice, provide an atonement, God, and provide redemption for every man, woman, boy, and girl this morning. I want to thank you this morning, God, for sending your own Son to shed his precious blood that all of our sins may be forgiven this morning, God. And I want to rejoice this morning in the Lord
my God and the God of my salvation this morning. I do pray this morning, God, that wherever your people are gathered together, you'd be in the midst. And may Christ be exalted. And Lord, I do pray you'd reveal yourself unto some precious soul this morning, God. Bring them into the marvelous light of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Bring them to the saving knowledge this morning, that they might be born again. And Heavenly Father, I pray that you'd anoint your men as they stand and proclaim the truths of thy word. God, give them liberty this morning, God, and power and unction this morning, God. Lord, that your word might go forth and accomplish where you send it today. God, turn our hearts back unto yourself this morning, God. How we need revival in our land. And I do pray, God, that you bless revival season, Lord, as it comes upon us. Have your way and your will this morning, God. We'll thank you. I will praise you this morning, God. Visit with everyone we made mention of. I encourage them this morning. Touch their bodies. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen this morning and amen. I want to preach on the thought this morning concerning some lessons from a lost man. Some lessons that we can learn from a lost man this morning. I realize this has probably been preached more than just about anything else in the Bible outside of John 3:16 concerning the rich man, and he lifting his eyes in hell this morning. Dear friend, it's needful for sinners and saints alike. I guess all the time we think when the preacher preaches on hell, he's just talking to the lost. Dear friend, but I'm telling you, this passage is as for much as God's children as anyone else this morning. Amen. So why? Dear friend, when we come to church, it seems like, dear friend, that everyone in the congregation, dear friend, is saved. So why should we preach a message on hell? Well, I want to tell you, brother, dear friend, I preach a message on hell, dear friend, because I look at the world. Amen. Dear friend, this morning I took an oath of witness for Christ. Amen. Dear friend, because hell is a real place. Dear friend, the Bible said it's enlarged itself and moving to meet thee at thy coming. Dear friend, the Bible said the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God this morning. Dear friend, the Bible said there is a gate, dear friend, that is wide and a narrow way, or a broad street that leads unto destruction, and many or multitudes are falling there every day. Jesus said the fire's not quenched, the worm dieth not. Dear friend, the smoke and the darkness. Dear friend, the Bible said the smoke of their torment. Dear friend, ascendeth up every day. Dear friend, I'm telling you, because hell's a real place. Dear friend, and real people are going. Dear friend, that's why we preach. Dear friend, a message on hell. Dear friend, I have an obligation to warn men. The Bible said, lift up your voice, spare not, cry aloud. Amen. Dear friend, the Bible said, we're watchmen set upon the wall, and to cry and to sound the trumpet when we see danger approaching. The Bible said, therefore, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men this morning, going into all nations, into all the world, and to every creature, and preach the everlasting gospel this morning. Dear friend, I am telling you, we're the last line of defense. Before a precious soul slips off into hell, dear friend, they ought to hear our voice echoing in the canyon of their soul. Dear friend, I am telling you, dear friend, regardless of your health, Jesus said, if your eyes offend you or keep you from getting saved, pluck them out. If your hand or your feet keep you from getting saved, cut them off. Dear friend, he said, it's better for you to enter into eternal life maimed and halted and blind than to die with all your faculties and then hell lift up your eyes. He said, it's not worth your wealth if a man gain the whole world and lose his only soul. then he's not profited anything this morning. And Jesus said, if a man finds his life, he'll lose it. But if you'll lose it for my name's sake, you'll find it. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you why I preach. Dear friend, on hell this morning. Because when I look at the world, I've got an oath to witness. I've got an obligation to warn. And thank God, what an opportunity to win someone to Christ. Amen. To show them the bloody pathway that leads to Calvary. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you to show them the Savior of the world this morning. Amen. To try to win the rebellious sinner. Dear friend, that one. Dear friend, that's so engrossed with sin. Dear friend, that at least why sow out the lifeline. Dear friend, that they might take hold. May I remind you where God found you when he saved you this morning. Dear friend, I think about the respectable sinner. Dear friend, the rich young ruler, the Pharisees, the religious. Dear friend, this morning I'm telling you we've got a lot of folks around here. Dear friend, that would give you the shirt off their back. Good moral people. And yet they need to be saved by the grace of God this morning. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you something else, brother. When I look out over the congregation, dear friend, that's why we preach on hell. Dear friend, don't assume that everyone is saved this morning. Amen. Dear friend, everyone may profess to be saved. Dear friend, but I'll tell you, I look on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. Amen. And I've seen a lot of church members saved, dear friend, over the ministry. Dear friend, this morning I'm telling you, we preach, dear friend, because we do not know the hearts of men. Amen. This morning, dear friend, I'm telling you, when I look at this man this morning, dear friend, this could be a man that lived next to you. Dear friend, this could be a man that you worked with. Dear friend, this could be someone you sit across the table from. Dear friend, every meal. Dear friend, I'm telling you this morning, could be a man in our community. Dear friend, and I'm asking you, if we take him the time to try to reach this man, put forth an effort. Dear friend, to try to convince him. Our first duty is to win the lost this morning. Amen. And if you've been saved and you're delivered from hell, brother, you ought to do everything you can to try to persuade others to see the need of Christ in their life. But I want you to notice a few things this morning concerning this man. The sinner's education this morning. Dear friend, let me say first of all, this man learned, brother, when you die lost, have they some things you leave behind. And the Bible said we brought nothing in this world. It is certain we'll take nothing out. Naked I came in the world. That's the same way, brother, I'm leaving this morning. Dear friend, I've examined the hearses down at the funeral home. I don't see any of them. Dear friend, with a trailer hitch behind it. Dear friend, I'm telling you, friend, you can't take anything with you when you leave this world. Dear friend, this man left his finances behind. Dear friend, money can't save you. Dear friend, you can accumulate. Dear friend, you can earn it. You can steal it. Dear friend, you can invest it. Dear friend, but I'm telling you, when you leave this world, somebody else will spend it. Amen. Dear friend, this man, the Bible said, was a rich man. Dear friend, here upon this earth. But in hell, dear friend, he's just a pauper like everybody else. Amen. This man left his fancy living behind. Dear friend, I can imagine all the shindigs, all the parties, all the high society fluting that went on in this man's life. Dear friend, how popular that he must have been. Probably belonged to every country club and every organization. Dear friend, all the elite, dear friend, gathered around him. Dear friend, but I'm telling you, when you leave this world, brother, there's no party in hell. Amen. Dear friend, this man left his family behind. Think about the loved ones, our dear friend, that'll never see you again. Our dear friend, when you leave this life without Christ this morning, our dear friend, they can pull you out of the casket. Our dear friend, they can kiss you goodbye. Our dear friend, that they'll walk away from the cemetery with no hope of ever seeing you again this morning. This man left the future behind. And dear friend, I don't know what kind of plans he had, what kind of dreams, what kind of goals or intentions. He might have had his calendar all filled up, may have had his agenda all laid out, but I'm telling you, when the Lord calls, dear friend, when the death angel is sent, brother, you'll leave behind everything you had for the future. Amen. What a sad lesson to learn when you lift your eyes in hell. I want to say, secondly, there's some things this man learned, brother, not only that he left behind, but there's some things you take with you. Amen. Brother, there's some things this man took, dear friend, to the very pits of hell. Amen. I want to say, first of all, he took his senses. That's right, brother. Dear friend, he just didn't burn up. He wasn't annihilated. And dear friend, he wasn't destroyed. And dear friend, the Bible said this man lift his eyes in hell in torment, in the flame, in the fire. And dear friend, but yet he could see. Amen. The Bible said he saw Lazarus in Abraham's bosom. And dear friend, this man, and dear friend, could hear the conversation going on. And dear friend, I'm satisfied this man could smell. And dear friend, the fraud rotting flesh and the burning flesh, our dear friend, that's in hell. I imagine he could taste, our dear friend, have the char in his mouth. And the Bible said, he said, I just want one drop of water to cool my tongue in this flame this morning. Our dear friend, and certainly he had the feeling, had the sensation of touch, our dear friend, to feel that flame, our dear friend, the heat, and the suffering. And the Bible said they'll be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. And dear friend, there's torment. And dear friend, there's weeping. And dear friend, there's suffering. And dear friend, the very conscience of this man, and dear friend, he took with him in the flames of hell. And there's no such thing as sleeping in the grave. There's no such thing as being reincarnated. And dear friend, there's no such thing as going out into oblivion. And dear friend, I'm telling you, there's a literal burning hell. And dear friend, that when you leave this world without Jesus Christ as your Savior, brother, you'll take your senses as you slide off into hell. And dear friend, you'll see, you'll hear, you'll smell, you'll taste, you'll feel. And dear friend, you'll be just as alive in hell as you ever have been, dear friend, upon this earth. Dear friend, I want to say this man took his shame with him this morning. He may have been too prideful, dear friend, too arrogant, dear friend, too, dear friend, this morning, full of pomp and pies, had to bow his knee here upon this earth. This man probably never asked for help for anybody. Dear friend, snapped his fingers. Our dear friend pulled out his wallet, his checkbook, and got everything he ever wanted. Our dear friend, but now, the Bible said, begging for one drop of water, our dear friend, from our dear friend, a man's finger today. Our dear friend, I'm telling you, our dear friend, this man had his memory. Our dear friend, I think he heard and remembered every sermon, our dear friend, he ever heard. Our dear friend, I think the last invitation, our brother, you resisted and walked out. Our dear friend, I think it's going to echo in the canyon of your soul, our dear friend, throughout all eternity. Amen. And dear friend, this man had his sanity. And dear friend, he recognized who Lazarus was, recognized who Abraham was. And dear friend, I'll tell you, and dear friend, you may recognize some folks in hell, and dear friend, this morning, but they'll not be a family reunion? Have they not be? Had your friend a warm embrace? Had your friend you realize you're not the only one suffering in the flames of hell this morning? Had your friend how sad? Had your friend to be watching the gate? Had your friend when one of your brothers or sisters, one of your sons or daughters, had your friend slip through that gate and wind up in hell? Had your friend this morning? Had your friend, I want you to know he took his sorrow with him. Amen. I tell you, my, when a child of God dies in this world, we say, well, their suffering is over. They'll never hurt again. They'll never have a problem anymore. Dear friend, but I'm telling you this morning, when a lost man dies, dear friend, his sorrow isn't over with. His problems aren't over with. His suffering aren't over with. His burdens aren't gone. His troubles hadn't ended. Brother, they've all just begun. Dear friend, this morning, they're manifest and multiplied. Dear friend, listen, when you slide off into hell, brother, the suffering never ends. Dear friend, let me say also this morning, have not only this man learned, there's some things you leave behind, have they some things you take with him, but he also learned there's some things you find when you get there. Man, I tell you, there's a lot of ideas of what hell is, and brother, I've never seen it. Dear friend, but I can imagine in my mind's eye, dear friend, by the authority of God's word, dear friend, I'll tell you, 1 second after your last breath, and you'll be a believer, that there is a literal burning hell this morning. This man found reality. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, I don't know how many warned him. I don't know how many preachers. Dear friend, I don't know how many times he passed by Lazarus, and Lazarus cried out unto him. Dear friend, but I'm telling you, this man found out, dear friend, that hell's not out of Hollywood. Dear friend, that hell, dear friend, this morning is out of the wrath and the fury of an almighty, a terrible, fearful God this morning. Yes, he's a God of mercy. Yes, he's a God of compassion and love. But my God is also a consuming fire. Amen. Dear friend, this man learned how the sermons he heard was true. Dear friend, this morning, and I'm telling you, this man found remorse when he got there. Dear friend, I don't know how many times he stepped over Lazarus. Dear friend, and probably despised him. Dear friend, that he laid at his gate. Dear friend, but I'm telling you, how when he lifted his eyes in hell, dear friend, this man regretted, dear friend, the life that he had lived. I regretted the opportunities that he had turned away. Amen. And this man found restitution. Dear friend, he learned there's a payment for sin. And if Christ doesn't pay your sin debt this morning, dear friend, then you will pay the sin debt. And the wages of sin is death, eternal death. Dear friend, this morning, I want to tell you, friend of mine, how there's some things we can learn from this man. Dear friend, when this man got to hell, he got a vision of truth. Dear friend, how you and I as God's people, dear friend, need to realize how that hell's a real place. This man was a vessel of tears. Dear friend, and cried out. Dear friend, the Bible tells us we need to have some tears. For a lost and dying world, this man had a voice of tenderness. Dear friend, had a concern and a burden for his brothers, a compassion on others. Dear friend, but this man, we also can learn the value of time. Brother, time runs out. Dear friend, this morning, for every person, I don't know if he was an old man when he died. Dear friend, but I do know the Bible said there came a time that he left this world. Church, open your eyes and your heart. Dear friend, this morning, there's some things that we can learn from a lost man this morning. I'm glad I'm saved. May the Lord richly bless you, is my prayer.